My child. My child. Come, come, my child. Come.
Yes, master.
Elvis.
Yes, master.
As far as the world is concerned, you have been dead for many years.
Long dead, master.
But to me, I am happy to say, you are more than alive.
Thank you, master.
When you first came to me, Elvis, you were in many ways dead. But I am happy to say that your love, your devotion, your surrender has been unprecedented. Elvis, to celebrate your progress, I have an excellent plan.
Yes, master.
We shall go on a Christmas trip.
Well, it's one for the money, a two for the show, three to get ready. Let's go, master.
Elvis,
go.
Elvis! What did I say about the music?
Slow poison, master.
That's right.
Yes, master.
Slow poison, Elvis. Elvis, I am very pleased with you. We shall go on a Christmas trip.
Yes, master. Where will we go?
We shall travel to the four corners of the globe. We shall see many different places. We shall pray and meditate together. We shall take many, many cardboard boxes with us as we travel.
Master, what will be in these boxes?
It doesn't matter, Elvis. We'll just have a lot of them.
Yes, master.
That's the important thing.
Yes, master.
Elvis, we will go to many different places. We will pray and meditate. I want to take the whole ashram on this Christmas trip.
Yes, master.
As you know, you and I are the whole ashram.
Yes, master.
So it will just be the two of us as we travel around the world. Now, Elvis, how much money do you have?
I've got 7 rupees, master.
Elvis, 7 rupees?
Yes, master.
What happened to the $500 billion you made playing music?
I gave it all up, master, for you.
You fool. We could have really done with that money.
I'm sorry, master.
How much money do you have?
7 rupees.
Then this year for the Christmas trip, we shall go over here.
It's warmer here, master.
That's because of the electric heater, Elvis. Elvis, you have always been a very good disciple. You have been very faithful. You have practiced all the disciplines. But you are very quiet. Do you not have any questions that you would like to ask me?
Yes, master. I do have a question. I want to know, am I early, on schedule, or late?
In what sense, Elvis?
For my God realization.
This is a very good question. A very good question. I can safely say that you are not ahead of schedule. But as to whether you are
you
on
sure,
schedule,
master?
I am sure, Elvis. Absolutely positive.
A little bit of doubt.
No doubt, Elvis.
No doubt.
No doubt. That's what separates the master from the disciple. No doubt.
Yes, master.
As to whether you are on schedule or behind schedule, this is a very good question. Because there are two ways of looking at this. In the spiritual life, there are two theories on this matter.
Theories, master.
Yes.
I'm a little confused, master.
Why, Elvis? What's the problem?
I mean, isn't theories like supposition? Theories.
I see where you're going with this, Elvis. I see where you're going with this. Let me stop you there.
Thank you, master.
Yes, it's a very good question. Theories, yes, they are theories on the physical or the mental plane. But on the spiritual plane, they are truths. And you may think, two contradictory theories. Again, on the spiritual plane, all truths are the same. They may seem different, they may seem contradictory, but in essence, they are one. That was a very good question, Elvis. Do you understand what I am saying?
No, master.
Then let me illustrate what I am saying with a beautiful story about a little Indian boy.
Indian?
Indian. A little English boy.
DQ Dover, DQ Dover. No. I've got cherries on my wing.
Edwin Baxter Basil Winthrop III. What are you doing? You must be more quiet. Your father's coming down for morning tea. Remember, little boys are meant to be seen but not heard.
Yes, Mommy.
Right then, you know what happens when your father gets angry. You don't want to go back in the box, do you?
No, Mommy. I don't like the box.
Right then.
Mommy, may I take leave?
Yes, of course.
Before I go, I would just like to say how fortunate we all are to be British.
Indeed. Now run along, little boy.
Morning, darling.
Ah, good morning, dear.
Strangest thing this morning, darling, when I got out of bed and I came down the stairs, got a very odd limp today. Got a limp, but I can't figure out why.
Of course, dear, I've got your shoe, your left shoe.
That'd be it. Oh, yes. Yes, that'd be it. Got the morning paper, darling.
Yes, of course, dear.
That's it, lovely.
Here you go, dear.
Ah, right. Could you give me a cup of tea, darling?
Yes, of certainly, certainly.
Let's see what we've got here in today's paper. Thank you, darling. Put that down here. Ah, my God. You seen the morning headlines, darling?
No, I
haven't. Absolutely shocking. It says here, the Queen was spotted smiling yesterday.
Really?
Oh, my God, what next? Darling, you give us a cup of tea, will you?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Here you go, dear.
Thank you very much, darling. My God.
What is it, dear?
Darling, it's absolutely shocking.
Really?
You've seen
what
this?
Is
the
it?
Headlines on today's paper. No. It says the Queen was spotted smiling yesterday.
Of course.
Whatever next? My God, eh? Darling, any chance for a cup of tea?
Yes, of course.
No, oh, thank you. Thank you. Lovely. Thank you, darling. Put that down here, shall we?
Now, dear, I'm going to go off and do some gardening.
Right.
I'm going to go and have a cup of tea.
Right.
So I'll be away for a little while.
Are you going to put the kettle on, darling, are you?
Yes, of course, dear.
Make me one, would you?
Of course I'll make you one, dear.
Thank you very much. Thank you, darling. Darling, would you come over here for a second?
Yes, dear.
Now, don't panic.
Of course not. What does
it? But just go upstairs.
Yes.
Go into my room. You know the closet on the back on the
yes,
left.
Yes, of course.
Go in there and bring down the shotgun now.
Yes,
do it immediately.
Of course.
Don't panic.
But dear, why do you want your shotgun?
We have an odd midget running around our living room. Just do as I say, darling.
But dear, that's our son.
Is it?
Yes! He's been living here for 10 years!
My God. Let's have a look at you then. What's your name, boy?
My name is Edwin Baxter Basil Winthrop III, and I'm proud to be British.
My God, he is my son, isn't he? Well, run along. Play, boy, play. Wow. Oh, yes. Paper. Darling. Darling,
yes.
Don't panic. Just. Don't panic, darling. Go upstairs and get the shotgun.
Dear, it's your son.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is he my son? Let's have a look at you, lad.
My God.
What's your name, boy?
My name is Edwin Basil Baxter Winthrop III. And I'm proud to be British.
Well, that's good news. Because me and your mother just had a little chat. And we've decided not to shoot you.
That's splendid.
And do you know why we've come to that decision?
No, why?
Because we're British.
Oh.
Now go run along and play with your sister.
Yes, Daddy, but I don't have a sister.
Don't argue with me. Just do as you're told.
Yes.
And then at the hour of 10... the grandfather clock began to strike. Bong.
One.
Bong.
Two.
Bong.
Three.
Bong.
Five.
Bong.
Seven.
Bong.
8.
Bong.
10.
Bong.
12.
Bong.
14.
Bong.
15. Mommy, it's late. It's late. We're late. The clock, it struck 15 times. Tell Jeeves to get lunch for us.
But, dear, it's only 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, no, Mommy, I heard it with my own ears. I heard it 15 times. That means it's 3 o'clock. We're late. We're too late. We're too late.
That's right. My God. It's too late. It's too late. It's too late. God is speaking through young Edward here. He's saying, it's all too late. It's too late for me to realize, God, I must start praying and meditating now. Now. Yes, you're right, Edwin. It is too late. We should all start to pray and meditate. I'm cancelling dinner with Daphne and all the girls, and we're going to start praying and meditating and leading a spiritual life.
So you see, Elvis, there are two theories. This young boy awakened his parents. The one theory says that whenever we do anything, that is the right time. The second theory says that it is too late. It is too late. That we are too late to realize God. Whether we start praying and meditating now, we are too late. So we must start now, as fast as possible, and run as fast as we can to the goal. Do you understand, Elvis?
Yes, Master.
It reminds me of an Indian story. Excuse me, Elvis. About a wealthy businessman who was walking down the street one day, contemplating his life, the success of his business life, when a lady stepped out of her house to call her children in for tea. And she said, Bella chale jai, Bella chale jai. Time is passing by. Immediately he was struck and he felt, time is passing by. What have I been doing with my life? At that very moment, he gave up all his worldly wealth, entered the forest, and began meditating.